Hey everybody, this is Sean Early. Welcome to the ARVR Magazine podcast. And in this episode, we'll be talking about some news that came out yesterday from Mark Zuckerberg. He was recently a guest on the Joe Rogan podcast. He talked for like 3 hours about all kinds of stuff, quite a bit about their metaverse initiatives. And he made a big announcement about the upcoming Quest headsets, which will be launching in October. So with that said, I will talk about it in the episode. Today's podcast is brought to you by Zencastr. Zencastr is a web-based platform for recording high-quality podcast production. We use Zencastr quite a bit here at Robot Spaceship Studios for recording remote podcasts. Basically, you log into the web browser on your side, your guest logs in on their side, and the platform allows you to just record the podcast internally in the browser in their interface. It records audio tracks, individual tracks for each guest, and records video. It allows you to basically just do the whole thing within the browser and then download the tracks on your side to mix and master and upload whatever you want to do. But basically, it's been an invaluable tool for us, especially in the pandemic where we haven't been able to get interview guests in the studio with us in person. So doing pretty much, 90% of all our interviews are done remote these days, and we use Zencastr as our number one tool for doing that. So I highly recommend Zencastr if you're looking to do your podcasts, especially remote podcasts. We have a special offer. If you use the code KEMWEB, that is K-E-M-W-E-B, that's a special promo code if you sign up to Zencastr, you get a total of 40% off discount on the pro package for Zencastr for a period of 3 months after your 14-day trial. So if you want to save 40% off on your first 3 months of Zencastr, use the code KEMWEB, K-E-M-W-E-B, and get 40% off. So to learn more, just go to Zencastr.com, that's Z-E-N-C-A-S-T-R.com, and check them out. Welcome to the ARVR Magazine podcast, your source for news, trends, and analysis of the AR, VR, and immersive technology industry. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe. And now your host, Sean Early. Hey everybody, Sean Early here, and wanted to do another quick update, actually. I think I like these quick update podcasts. Yesterday, Mark Zuckerberg was a guest on the Joe Rogan podcast, and he did like a 3-hour interview where he talked quite a bit about their upcoming metaverse initiatives and the headsets that are being planned. And one big announcement that he made right up front was that the new Quest headset, which has been codenamed Project Cambria, also could be called the Quest Pro, will be out in October of this year, 2022, which means that it'll probably come out at their Connect event. He hinted at that in a Facebook post. I know the Connect event from last year, where they actually turned into Meta, was it came in October 28th, I believe, so it should be perfect timing. I'd say look forward to the next Connect event for the release of their new headset. And he did confirm that this new headset will have eye tracking, will have facial tracking, so that your avatars will specifically have more emotions. They will be able to be more engaging. You'll be able to look at people. You'll be able to see, make eye contact. Their eyes will move. Their facial expressions will change. Possibly some more defined avatars. But I think that was the biggest announcement of the headset. Possibly some higher resolution screens. It's hard to say, but that's pretty big news. The thing everybody's talking about is the price point of the headsets. In the last month, they announced that they're going to be raising the prices of their Quest 2 headsets a couple $100. So they're a lot more expensive, probably to cover for some of that huge stock loss that Meta had in the last year. But anyway, the headsets got jacked up $100, and so they're estimating that the price point for the new headsets, whatever they're going to be called, will be in the $800 plus range. Could be just to be comparable to what Apple is hinting at, or at least the rumors. I don't know what's official, what's not with Apple, but they have their headset, which could be out, who knows, whenever, but they say that could be within a couple $1,000 range. Who knows, but lots of speculation. We know Apple, their stuff is pretty pricey, so that could be the case. They have an announcement coming up soon. I forgot the date. What is it? Apple event. Just Googling it right now. That is their new event called Far Out, which who knows what that could mean. I'm hoping, I'm praying that Far Out will mean that there is some kind of, of course, Google is running slow here. Anyway, their event is Far Out. September 7th is that event. Some say it could be the launch of their iPhone 14, which personally I could care less about unless it's mind-blowing. But anyway, who knows what Far Out means? Maybe they'll throw out some cookies and say, hey, the new headset, show it. I don't know who's, but you know, we've been same thing, same news with Apple for past 10 years now, about what's going on with their virtual reality stuff. So could be the time for Apple to come out with something, could not be, I don't know. I'm really hoping they just bang something out because it's getting kind of old, honestly. But anyway, it's confirmed. Mark Zuckerberg said so. Their new advanced Quest headset will be coming out in October or being announced in October. I'm not really clear on that either. But either way, it's something really cool to look forward to, and I'll keep people updated on that. I'm going to try as much as time allows to do these shorter podcasts, these shorter sort of news update podcasts, because I think I really like them. And it's really hard for me to just keep up on the news and actually write a whole blog post about them in some structured order. I'm a really slow writer, I guess, these days. So it's really easy for me just to click record and record these podcasts and bang it out. So let me know what you think. If you want longer podcasts, if you like these shorter news updates, I'm going to kind of mix and match with some upcoming interviews and these shorter updates. The news seems to be coming out pretty quickly these days in the whole metaverse industry, whatever we call it, immersive industry. So I'm going to try to keep up with things a lot more with podcasts, like I said, as time permits, and keep people updated on what's going on. So with that said, this is Sean Early. This is ARVR Magazine Podcast. And as always, please subscribe to the podcast. Do us a favor, like and share. Leave us a 5-star review if you're so inclined. Leave us a text review on Apple. We always appreciate it. Follow us on all the social media channels and give us some props and say hello. We'll always say hello back. Or I say it's me because it's my podcast right now. So I'll say hello back. So that's it. I will talk to you in the next episode. If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe.